introduce myself.
Let's get started.
Come on.
Everybody, A-Squad's back this week. Super excited. Super excited about the guest tonight. He's been here a while. You want to announce yourself, brother?
Am I going by old name or new name?
No, old like name.
Face.
Old
oh. name. Victor Belmont.
Victor Belmont's no. back, baby!
What's your new name, that?
Zero Cool.
How you like that for your speakers? He's back!
Wow!
All right, man. So what's up, man? What's been going on since last season?
I've been busy playing a lot of games. Destroyed Far Cry 4. Every single thing.
Don't talk about it.
The commercial looked epic. I never played this.
I'm still playing. Don't talk about it.
Can't wait.
The ending wasn't as good as 3, but it was. We'll talk later.
You still rocking the PS4?
Oh, PS4 pretty much
exclusive.
Every day.
I love it. I love having a PS4 dude on the show. This is awesome.
But the ending of 3 wasn't that good.
The ending of 3, at least, like, this one was a little.
It had some titties.
I could quote my girl Taylor.
I'm not gonna lie. If
hate
I'm,
is gonna hate.
Yeah, if yeah. The end of the game.
That's got nothing to do with 4.
Girl's riding me and then stabs me in the chest and is like, "I had your baby and now he shall rule." That shit is awesome.
Oh, I got the other ending.
No, that shit was awesome.
I got the good guy ending.
No. She at the bad ending. She's riding on top of you. She stabs you in the chest and goes, "And I shall raise your baby as king." And I'm like. What the
I didn't
fuck?
Play it. Sounds epic.
She was awesome.
She looked right into your O face
and thus
stabbed you.
And so thus a
back,
fetish
right?
was what? Developed by Eric.
Just so listeners know, he's back. Victor Belmont's back for good.
Forever.
Right.
Forever.
Whatever happened to that name? Did it get lost in just Xbox Live?
Yeah, it just kind of, they just took it from me and I'm like,
you still pay for it?
No, I can't get it. I lost all
for
my
people who don't
points.
Know, he was Victor Belmont. He changed it to a very whack name, so we continue to call him
literally
Victor
aptly named Zero Cool.
Yeah. Not cool at all. All right, so I gotta know, man. What's happening, everybody? Victor, kick it off. What are you playing this week? What's happening?
Right now, I'm playing the Handsome Jack Collection, Borderlands.
Oh, all right. That just came out this week, though.
It came out, yeah, Tuesday.
Wow. Jumping on it.
Yeah, I couldn't wait. I just beat Far Cry, like I said. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting to get Bloodborne back in because we completely sold out. That game looks
that
sick.
Flew off the shelves like that?
Flew. Like, we,
Game Hut's got him. Game Hut's got him. Want to hit the Game Hut?
Eh? Maybe I will.
All right. Game Hut's got him. I was there today picking up a Gengar.
Is it as hard as Dark Souls?
Oh, yeah. Like, I was watching streamers. They have, like, how many times they've died on the screen. Like, one guy's at, like, 147. He's like, I'm only on boss 4.
Jesus.
It's like 20 bosses.
Cool.
It sounds frustrating.
Yo, like, I was watching a guy. He's sitting there. He fights this entire group of people. And then a boulder hits him out of nowhere. And there's a guy, like, all the way in the distance just throwing boulders at you. One shot dead. You're just dead. Like, I'm like, that's brutal.
That sounds like a bummer to play.
It's like Dark Souls. It's like, it's ridiculous. You have to have patience. You're gonna die.
Yeah.
I'm bad like that.
Well, I mean, it's made from the guys who made Dark Souls, isn't it?
Yeah,
I believe so. Yeah.
Same guy.
Yeah, same dudes.
I don't mind dying in a video game, but you have to, like, drop me off more or less where I died for me to, like.
Yeah.
The worst part about it is how the game works is if you collect, basically, this one, you collect souls. This one, you collect blood. If you die, they take all of your blood. You need blood to level up and all your stuff. And if you die again, you lose them permanently. You have to get back to your body and kill the guy who killed you to get your blood back. Otherwise, you're just gone forever. So you have, like, 30,000
blood. Can he be walking around, like, with mad blood, like a tick or something? Like, just.
No, like, usually, like, this is called blood. It's, like, their version of, like, money or something like that. And, like, you could have, like, 30,000 and then you die. And if you die again before you get back to it, you just lose it forever. And you're just like, well, I'm fucked. All that was wasted.
Fuck this game.
Damn.
Yeah.
John, what are you playing?
I'm not patient like that.
Yeah.
Well, I've been playing a lot of zombies Call of Duty because next week the new DLC comes out with.
Is it definitely zombies Call of Duty DLC next week?
Yeah, every time they release a DLC, they have like four multiplayer maps, a new zombie board, and then like a couple new.
What was the other game aliens and this one zombies? Is it switch back and forth like the Call of Duty games? Wasn't one of them like an alien invasion instead?
No, there were always zombies. Everybody's going.
No, the last.
No,
one.
There was. It depends on which studio is producing it.
There was a board that you were in space, but there's still the zombies.
No, I think there was a board.
No,
that was like an alien invasion.
It depends on what company. I think Activision does zombies. And Infinity Ward does Alien.
Yeah, like a game ago, it was Alien.
Oh, I never even played
Infinity Ward. Just kind of jumped on the bandwagon because their game was always a more popular game, and then Activision started doing the zombies thing.
I think zombies is a huge selling point. It's a lot of fun to play.
It is to a lot of people.
I'm not, I used to be a huge multiplayer in Call of Duty, but
still,
there's so much
right?
shit going on now. It's like I can't just run in there and like start shooting. I have to like spend 25 minutes making up my pack of like what I'm gonna do.
I just think it's a little stale now, Call of Duty, man.
I just don't have the tension I used to. I used to play for hours on end, and now it's just like I play for 20 minutes. I'm like, well, I'm bored of this. Play something else.
There's just too many variables. It's not like a Halo or the old Call of Duty where you went in there and it was just whoever saw you quicker or had the better strategy would just win. Now it's just like. There's like so many different things that can kill you, and like so many different things that your character can do. I just want to like put the game on and play. I don't want like to research every little bonus and stuff like that. Like that's why I thought Titanfall was better for the multiplayer because it was easier to like.
So you prefer figure out. just to mm-hmm. make a synopsis. You prefer like a shotgun's a shotgun, and everyone knows what a shotgun is.
Yeah, I don't like putting on all abilities to shotgun.
Like it's close, it'll kill you right away.
Yeah.
It's not gonna hit you.
Look back in back in the first two or three Modern Warfare's, I used to have like my close one would be a shotgun, a sniper rifle, and like shit like that. Like it'd be like near far type thing. Then I'd have like a couple of assault rifles, an Uzi one.
Yeah, and you like name them. You name the custom ones. You'd say close, far. Actually, I name mine after wrestling escorts like Miss Elizabeth and stuff. But that's me.
I think the biggest problem I have with the new games is they don't name the guns at the real guns anymore. They just have these like fake names, so I don't really know what the gun does.
Well, it's supposed to be advanced,
they're supposed to surpass by now.
Yeah, but like, what the hell's an IMR? It's not a real gun. Like, I don't know what the fuck it does.
Shoots things.
I guess, at what distance is it good for? Like
bullets.
Know? It's like then you try it out to three burst guns.
You kill
like,
people.
Brat. It's like,
I feel you, dog.
Yeah,
I feel you.
So I'm playing that because next week there's a new DLC, and I saw that they were gonna have different zombies where like they're in Goliath now, and it's gonna be like some boss zombies type thing going on.
So like Left 4 Dead, like they have like the clown zombie running at you, making all the noise and shit.
I don't think they're gonna be like just randomly coming out like that. I think it's like every like 10 boards they'll throw at like a named
zombie,
like a crazy zombie at you. Because in the last one they had these electric ones that hit you and they took all away your suit abilities, and then you were fucking dead if you got hit with that because you can't like do the double jump anymore and jump over all the zombies. You're just screwed. All
right, so you're just getting back in the groove of Call of Duty.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I was doing.
All right, cool, Max. What are
this
we doing?
Week was a big Telltale week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, new episodes of Tales from the Borderlands and Game of Thrones came out.
Nice.
So
the third one?
Third chapter
came out this week.
So was plowing through those.
I was not a fan of those until I started to play Wolf Among Us.
Yes.
And wow, that
so
is a lot
good,
of fun.
Right?
Yeah, is it?
Have you played?
I picked it up for like $10 on PS1. I'm like, wow, that's a steal.
So you're a Borderlands guy. Have you tried that?
I have not yet.
Oh, you'd love it.
Those games are so good for the franchises themselves because I played The Wolf Among Us and I read the entire comic book.
You went and bought all the Fables books.
Yeah, they're great. Just like with the Game of Thrones. If I wasn't into Game of Thrones before this, I'd be on top of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, and it keeps getting better.
Yeah.
Like, I'm consistently impressed. They're like 2 hours a chapter, mm-hmm. and I can't stop once I start.
More than any other game type, I feel that I get more involved with the character.
Like attached
like
to the character?
Yeah, I'm sorry, attached to the character than in those games, than any other game.
Well, just a word of warning, if you play those two back-to-back, mm-hmm. it's a little jarring, because Borderlands is so fucking funny.
Game of Thrones is so serious.
And then you go to Game of Thrones, it's so fucking dire. It's a bit of a shock, jump back and forth.
Yeah. I would imagine.
I was like, weren't we just telling dick jokes a minute ago?
I love Borderlands.
What's all this
the
Borderlands
comedy.
Shit now? That's not funny.
Best part about the Game of Thrones ones, they actually got the real actors to play themselves.
Yeah. They'd have to.
Tyrion
they would have
and,
to.
Cersei.
Yeah, yeah, Daenerys just got introduced.
Oh, she's in the new one?
Yep. It'd be kind of whack if they didn't.
Jon Snow.
Jon
Snow. Do they tie it together a little better, or is Daenerys still kind of like across the water?
Well, you play as a family, so it jumps from character to character. So you're a house. You're House Forrester, who are bannermen for the Starks.
Okay.
Starts at the Red Wedding. We just had the Purple Wedding happen. So one of your brothers, he's across the sea. He's trying to recruit an army of sellswords. So there you can get some Targaryen in there. The other one of...
Gotta get some Targaryen.
Your sister's in King's Landing.
Well, spoiler,
your brother's in his...
I got a fever.
Spoiler, if you're waiting for Dany to come out of Easteros, she's not going to come out of Easteros for a long, long time. She hangs out.
Whatever, I got the fighter dragon.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm playing Far Cry 4.
Ooh.
I'm in the middle of it.
Oh, wait, jump the bandwagon.
Oh, yeah.
Victor Belmont is not impressed.
I'm in the middle of it.
Already.
I'm enjoying...
He literally shot his load already.
I'm enjoying the bad guy. Well, premature, you know what I'm saying? I last a little longer than him, I don't know what I'm saying.
That's not been proven.
I'm enjoying the bad guy. Sorry, the bad guy is like Joker-esque. Like he's just over the top, same crazy voice actor. Evil. I know. Troy Baker. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. He is very interesting of a character to deal with.
The guy gets around, Troy Baker, man. He does a lot of work.
Yeah, man. He's putting everything. In a lot of work.
He's the main guy. Almost like Mark Hamill
work.
Yeah. No, it's just it's fun to deal with him. It's like at the end of the game, I almost didn't even want to kill him. I just kind of want to hang out with him.
If I get a choice, I'm not killing him. Don't tell me if I get a choice, though.
That's fine.
Right.
Spoilers. The bad
it's
guy
awesome.
Dies.
It's beautiful. I mean, it's a gorgeous game.
I think these games that are coming out now are like you're finally seeing some of the capabilities of the new systems.
Yeah, you definitely are. It's like Grand Theft Gorgeous. Is what
I don't
it
even
is.
Think
that's
they're coming close.
It.
I think they're just tapping in. They're just like, we're going to tease you.
Well, yeah, but now that you're about 18 months after the initial release of the systems, now you start seeing games that were meant for the system.
Yes.
You know
you're seeing exclusives like the Bloodborne. That game looks, if you take a look at it, it looks phenomenal.
It's pretty.
I believe this is the last year that they're going to be making games for PS3 and Xbox.
I believe this is the last year, yes.
After that. Except for like maybe Madden.
Madden always does it because it takes nothing for them to port it.
I still think they have Madden on PS2. Like
you might be right.
They probably do.
I mean, Madden is universal.
Vic, do you play Far Cry 3?
I played. Yeah, I 100% Far Cry 3.
Did
also.
You watch Better Call Saul?
No.
Okay, because it's so weird when Vaz shows up on that show. They literally just copied this actor's face, the guy who plays him in the game. Shows up on the show and they copied his face. It's creepy.
That's creepy.
Cool. Like, oh, don't mess with that guy. He's nuts.
Definitely cool, man. That guy was nuts. He was awesome.
You know what the definition of insanity is?
All right.
Awesome.
That's what we're all playing this week. Anything else, fellas? Playing anything else?
Nah.
I mean, I'm playing a lot, but, you know.
I mean, those are the major
We ones. Got other shows to
You guys
do
don't
it.
Want to hear about my FIFA.
No, I don't. Not even.
Want to hear more about Rayman?
Actually, Jogo Bonito.
Fine. Tell us a little about FIFA, I guess.
I'm awesome. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's exciting and new? They don't normally retire jerseys in video games, but they retired mine.
What's new, pussy? Out this week, Bloodborne, which we've talked about. I had a little news for it. It's an action RPG. It's from the creators of Dark Souls. People who don't know think Dark Souls or Devil May Cry meets God of War kind of thing.
But you die constantly.
You do. Game. It's very hard. It's known for being hard. There are memes out there for just how hard it is.
Just go on Reddit for 2 seconds.
That's an idea. If you died 30 times, you're only halfway there.
a game which I was looking at that's interesting. I'm probably going to pick it up. Ethereum. Kind of a Command and Conquer type game. Real-time strategy game. It looks huge. And you get to command multiple armies on a board. Sounds pretty good. Looks even better. That's the Phoenix pick of the week, baby. That's what I'm looking at. That's what I'm excited about. All right, window shopping. That's the one I'm going to look into buy. We got Borderlands, the Handsome Collection.
Handsome Jack Collection.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's a remaster of Borderlands 2 and the prequel.
And the pre-sequel.
Which just came out.
Is it Tales?
No, that's the Gearbox.
That's the actual.
But if you play it, it looks so much nicer and so much smoother of a game on the new consoles.
They cleaned it up.
It's so much better. Mo' better, if you will.
Mo' better Borderlands.
I'm getting a little tired of the prequels, the remasters, if you will.
I mean, they do it a lot, but I mean, it gets it out like, one, they make more money off of them. Two, it just gets it out to a new audience because maybe I didn't want it. Like, I have a PS4. Why would I buy something on 360? Like, I'm going to get
it.
Yeah, on
but
this
at
one.
The same time, I get burnt out real fast. I mean, I did the Tomb Raider one just because something to do.
I don't think they're meant so much for the diehard fan as they are for, like, maybe trying to, like
newbies trying to jump
new
back
audience,
on.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to go to an old system to play of, like, a
well,
first version.
Here's
something.
My thing. I got the God of War one and because I got it for my brother also because I wanted him to get into it. And he got burnt out same as I did. There's just so much you can do. I mean, the controls are still generally much clunkier in the first one than any game in the third. I mean, the games were generally like God of War 3 or God of War 1 rather was for PS2. It was a clunkier time and he just didn't like the franchise because of that. And I feel he would have liked the franchise if it was started at 3.
At the same time, I know a lot of people, more than a few people, who went and got The Last of Us remastered just because they loved The Last of Us.
Well, The Last of Us. I mean, the new one, you know.
But I mean, content.
So now they're making extra money off
Same
that.
Thing
so
with the Tomb Raider one I was talking about. Oh. It was just kind of remastered like after 4 months or whatever.
I remember way back when on the GameCube, I was pretty psyched when Resident Evil got remastered to it.
Yeah, Resident Evil, I guess, is a different caliber.
I played the hell out of that.
It was fun, though. You know, I mean, like,
maybe I just got tired of the hack. I mean, God of War is a rough one to swallow. Three games, you know,
Square X of
if you yeah. play that any game, if you play any three in a row and they're very similar to each other, you're gonna burn out. That's like, it's too much of a role. That's why they have come out years apart from each other.
Got the trilogy on PS3, and I beat the first one, and I was like, I didn't want to start the second one just because it was just like, I don't feel like just killing a whole bunch of shit for like...
Yeah, that or Ninja Gaiden or any of the hack and slash.
I did the same thing with Ratchet & Clank. I was all pumped to go play them all in a row, and I played one. I'm like, I don't want to play two now. I just beat one. Like, yeah. And it was months before I played the other one. Like,
yeah. All right, Slender, The Arrival is coming out.
Saw that on Live.
Based on Slenderman, which I believe everyone knows at this point.
This is a remake, too, of the original Slender.
Yeah, but it's an addition. It's not just a remaster. They amped up the game.
There's at least 6 minutes of new content.
They amped it up considerably.
This game will only cause four murders.
Yeah, Slenderman is a kind of like an internet meme, I guess. It's a blurry, faceless dude. That people add to pictures.
It was a huge costume at Comic-Con. Like, you know, yeah. 9,000 people wanted
it. Yeah, it was. Well, that's because he's going to show up in the back of the pictures and freak people out.
And it's real easy to make.
Yeah.
I was about to say, it's extremely easy
to make. It's a suit and a body stocking.
And a green man outfit.
Yeah.
That's about it for out this week.
Slow week.
A slow week. They're not all giant weeks. I mean, Bloodborne's really the big
one. That's a big
one. I mean, Mario came out like last Friday-ish. It's like...
Mario?
Mario Party. 10.
10.
Yeah, Mario Party's not a game, as far as I'm
concerned. It's a really fun party game. I played the other night.
Guys, you want to come up for a party? Nah, Mario, you guys not having a party.
Yeah, you know what?
The Bowser mode is sweet. That's all I'm going to say. You have to fight Bowser.
First
for a Mario game.
I saw it, but on the Wii U, really cool. On the screen, someone gets to be Bowser.
Yeah, you get you're with the tablet or Bowser fighting all four of them at once, and they're trying to get to the end. You're just trying to kill them.
Okay, that I like.
American Gladiator.
I mean, that might stave off a couple fights. Like
American Gladiators and Mario should get together and just do like Mario Gladiators or something like that.
Mario needs a rest, bro.
Mario needs an actual title, like a good, like a new galaxy or something like that. Because that game was awesome.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So that's about it for what's out this week. If you guys want to hit the news. You guys want to hit the news?
Oh, I like the news, yeah.
Victor, you want to hit the news? You remember how to hit the news? Here, press the button. Press the button. That's right.
What's new, pussycat?
You failed, bro.
I failed at the news.
It said new.
News team, assemble!
Good news, everyone.
Don't need money.
Bad news, everyone.
Not heard?
It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Hit the B square!
And this is why I'm not in charge of anything.
Yeah.
Hit the news!
All right. Anyway, the first one I went to go over, I know we all talked about Toe Jam and Earl last week. Was it last week's episode?
The
week after, the week before. The big debut. Anyway, Toe Jam and Earl is getting a third game.
Woo!
It had a Kickstarter going, which just just got funded with only a couple days left, 3 days left, and they hit their $400,000 mark.
That's it.
Yeah,
it's pretty good for a game. I mean,
to be fair, so did Shaq.
That's definitely a good point.
Did that actually hit?
That hit.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that
hit.
Brutal. It's coming
Where's
out.
Where's the game?
Big D's.
Never.
Anyway,
all the money.
One of the game's creators, Greg Johnson, came out and said he had this cool video where he said, "Hey guys, you know," he didn't throw anyone on the bus, but he said, "Hey guys, you know, when Toe Jam and Earl 2 came out, Panic and Funkatron, I know a lot of people like it and whatnot. We went for a side scroller because they were hot back then, but we didn't want it. Sega asked us for a side scroller. They wouldn't let us do like the original one." Then they talked about 2001 Mission to Earth, the Xbox game. He didn't directly diss Xbox, but he was a lot less flattering about that one on the video. He said, "Look, that's just what they wanted, and if they're paying us, that's what we got to do."
I can't believe Sega dropped the ball like that. They were just like, "Look, we want a side scroller, even though that's not your jam."
Yeah,
they made him do it like
Panic! And Funkatron was fine.
Not your jam.
Yeah. Side scrolls were huge at that time. They were really pushing them.
Yeah, but like you're gonna just kind of take away what was awesome about that first game.
Panic! And Funkatron was cool. Yeah, they could have done anything. Yeah, yeah, with side scrolls.
Side scrolls been done to death, especially by that time Panic on the second one came out.
Yeah, I would say so. That's a good point. But the third one looks hot. I mean, like if anybody wants
the fourth
one,
because there was one on Xbox, if you remember.
Oh, the fourth one. My bad. I wasn't I just reported on the third one, and then I totally ignored it because I hate it.
the third one was kind of like the game Rampage, where it was awesome at first, and then like it just never changed ever, and it was like a million levels.
It was whack, and it didn't have the love of falling off the boards and stuff like that. And well, anyway, this one, the Mission to Earth, they promise there'll be new presents, new characters, couch co-op of four players, which
really?
Is nice.
Locally?
Yeah, local four-player co-op, online four-player co-op. And they have a time travel theme, so I'm hoping that they get to like hit historic things that happen in the world. It looks great. It's a cel shade now, which is hot, and they have a lot of Kickstarter things still available because they're looking for a little extra money. And the thing I like the most about the Kickstarter is they use the trophy system that they used in the original. Like, if you donate $5, you're a doofus, and then if you donate like $10, you're a peanut. Remember that?
Yeah.
And if you want to be a funk master, you can be in the game. And I think it's like $2,000, $5,000, something like that.
Really?
It's up there. But you can be in the game. You can be one, or, they offer credits and stuff. They said they'd love to bring it to console, but they probably don't have enough money to bring it to console, which is a bad mistake. I'm hoping that this Kickstarter keeps on going up and up. I'm actually going to donate at least for my Doofus t-shirt. And I hope everyone else does too, because it was a great game.
How much is for the Doofus level?
$20, I think.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
If you get
t-shirts. $20 to be a doofus.
Yeah.
It's worth it for the t-shirt and just you get to support your game.
Yeah. Yeah. And you get a poster and you get all sorts of little love in that. Second story I wanted to go over, and a lot of games are doing this, and I wanted to talk about it. Mortal Kombat promises rage quit fatalities. So that if you quit, you got to sit around for a quidality, they call it.
I like that.
I like it.
Is that a big thing online?
Yeah. Well, iDarb does it now. You know, the rage quit. Have you had someone rage quit on you?
No, not yet.
You don't win. I've had people rage quit, and then a little rage monster comes up, and you're down, 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 you know? And they've been doing it a lot. I know Call of Duty penalizes you for quitting, but nobody really cares about those penalties. It's better to shame people.
Yeah.
You know, the quidality is a good idea.
Agreed. I'm excited for this game.
What, Toe Jam?
No, for Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
Ah, Toe Jam and Earl. Oh, I'm still psyched about it.
I saw the preview, and how much is the gameplay going to be like that preview where Scorpion and Sub-Zero are fighting in the woods, and they're like Scorpion just picking up all types of like weapons on the floor and just hitting them with it? Do you see the trailer?
Like Bushido Blade?
It's a super pretty trailer. You should check it out.
I just don't think the game's
gonna I've be seen
like
random that. Ones. I didn't see anyone where they're fighting in the woods.
Yeah, he's snapping tree branches off and beating Sub-Zero with them.
I like it.
Like, the environment's like completely, like, at least in the trailer.
They need a fresh face on MK for me to care about it again.
Well, do you hear the new characters? There's, like, one or two new characters.
There's a bunch of new characters, I heard.
I heard Jason
keep
Voorhees.
Keep on trickling them out.
Announced.
Yeah, I heard about him.
So I'm excited for that.
Well, I saw, I think Conan had a special where he had two of the football players on it, and they were playing the game, like, really early. And then you get a good look
that.
At the game.
I saw that. They're fighting. Yeah. That was all right. New movie coming out, Pixels, starring Pete's favorite Dream Team.
Oh, God, I saw the trailer for
this. The Sandler crew.
It's Sandler and Kevin James as the president.
Yeah. I think it looks funny.
Like, well, they're invading. Oh, Peter Dinklage is in it, so that might be a little saving.
No, not if Sandler's writing for the Dink.
The Dink?
Hate is going to hate.
It's an interesting concept, at least.
It's actually based, I think, on a YouTube
on
video.
On a short film, yeah.
Right?
Which I've seen.
Did he officially
That's
say
really
that, or
cool.
did he rip it?
No, he pretty much saw that and was like, we can make a whole movie out of this.
Yeah, it's basically aliens saw our video games go out there in space or whatever like that, and they come down and they fight us like that. Like, they have a Pac-Man monster, and the invaders are coming down and stuff. So they call Adam Sandler, who I guess was like awesome in the 80s, which I guess is true to life. But
he was 90s.
More the 90s.
90s, dude. But supposedly he's some video game master, and of course it's not plausible. It's an Adam Sandler movie, but I think it looks funny.
I mean, he's hit or miss, but
I mean, it can't be as bad as Bedtime Stories.
No, it can't be. But they say that they're going
to
pepper in a lot of people from the video game
except for maybe Jack and Jill or That's My Boy or
That's My Boy.
That's
awesome.
My Boy wasn't bad.
That's
that
was
a good
awesome.
Movie.
We're not debating
Countless
this
other
right.
movie.
We're not debating this right now. It sucked.
Oh,
anyway.
Predator's the other Mortal Kombat guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, hopefully they keep on going. I thought that when I saw Jason Voorhees, I thought he would be on Xbox, Predator would be on PlayStation, that would be it, like they do in Tekken or something.
The Predator should have an anti-fatality where you beat him, but like you do a code, and he's just like, you're a one ugly motherfucker, and he's like, do-do-do-do.
He blows himself up.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Or even Schwarzenegger runs in. That would be cool.
Schwarzenegger would be the ultimate character
in
World
yeah.
Combat.
Yeah.
Like a whole bunch of that.
All right, and the biggest story I want to go over is Nintendo had a press conference, and they said every single thing I wish that they would say. Like, I fell asleep that night thinking about Nintendo, and I woke up, and it happened. So
that's creepy.
It's slutty.
Nintendo. A lot
about Nintendo.
Nintendo promised a new system. They haven't said anything yet, but they're already working
on it. I don't know about that.
Is it going to be a good one?
I don't know. I know GameStop... GameStop's already taken reservations
On the unnamed console.
They haven't even said what the graphic specs are, what even if it's going to be a handheld.
What they should do...
They've hinted that it's going to be home console.
What they should do is scrap all their nonsense and just try to make a good system like PS4 or...
That's what it sounds like they're doing. Xbox. The NX. It's codenamed NX. It sounds like they're going to make a high-powered system. And at the same time...
It's called Wii 3.
It's called the Nintendo Meh.
Yeah. Soon we're going to be seeing Zelda, Donkey Kong, Mario on smartphones and tablets. They're actually licensing games.
I heard about that. That sounds actually pretty fun.
Awesome. I'm surprised that they would do that because handhelds are really their bread and butter. What they said, though, is that there's going to be no ports. Right away, they said no ports. Handheld game is a handheld game. You're not going to be seeing it on the other systems, and you're not going to be seeing the other systems' games on your handheld.
Well, that's smart. You don't want to delude your handhelds with...
That's what they said. They also said that ports always suck. They said that the controls are just always suck, and they want to stay innovative, which they do. They're always usually pretty good with that kind of thing. They want the controls to work well on the tablets, and it just doesn't translate well when you have a controller. They also were asked questions on whether it's going to be free to play or pay up front. Yeah, you think pay up front? I see you shaking your head.
Oh, yeah, pay up front. There's no way that you play free.
Well, free with microtransactions.
Yeah. You want the Master Sword? How much?
Yeah. Well, they came out and said both are an option. They said they don't really know. They're a partner with Dina, which is a mobile firm in Japan, and they're going to leave it up to them. I would imagine that they're going to want to do the microtransactions. But Nintendo said that their strategy of just getting their consoles out to as many people as possible cheaply is going to go over into the handheld, and they don't want to just make the money. They're leaning towards pay up front, which I want.
Well, that's better. As long as they don't have to beat a dungeon and then have to sit through an ad for Game of War,
yeah. Be
fine. If I have to see Kate Upton's face, I'm starting to dislike her.
I never thought I'd get sick of watching her ride a horse in slow motion. I never hated a game I never played more.
All right, so that's pretty much what happened this week in the news. Mm-hmm. Are you guys ready for a test?
I'm always ready for a test, bro.
Victor.
Let's take a test.
I hate tests. You know
that. Oh, Victor, I got a good one for you this week, man.
I've only won once.
The test.
This is a test. Pop quiz, hotshot. Test your might. And I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bryce's ass so hard. This is only a test.
I have a little black notebook at home, a little marbleized notebook, and I write down some of the questions of the quizzes that we run. And sometimes I find questions that are just a little too hard, and I don't think anyone's going to get it. This quiz is made of all those questions. Sweet. You're going to learn today, fellas.
You're going to learn today.
It's maybe a train wreck.
I'm going to get a beer.
Oh, it's going to be nice.
I'm going to take a nap.
Question one.
Pac-Man.
You guys ready? Points for Eric. Now, question one. How many rows of aliens are there on the starting level of Space Invaders?
10.
Giant shock.
10.
8.
6.
Correct answer is 5. 5 rows of Space Invaders.
I meant 10 divided by 5. I'm sorry.
That's
10 divided by 2.
That's 2. Divided by 2. It was 2.
All right.
How embarrassing.
Next one. In the game The Sims, how many simoleons, which was their currency, do you start with in the game? Victor Belmont.
2,000.
100.
0.
1 gazillion.
First off, it's 20 grand. Second off, keep your eyes off my paper, Victor.
I've been known...
He's like,
to
2,000.
Be called cheat the win.
Yeah.
Cheat to win. Latino Heat.
Number 3.
We're doing awesome, guys.
The founder of Atari, Nolan Bushnell, also founded what national restaurant franchise? Giant Shuck.
Benihana.
That was actually named after Benihana.
At this point, I might as well
try
to be...
founding Walt Disney World.
At this point, I might as well try to be funny when I'm not going to get the answer right.
Boulder Creek.
That's like two decades too late.
I'm trying to think of something.
Chipotle.
Random.
Correct answer. Chuck E. Cheese.
Really?
Yeah.
That is
Nolan
weird.
Bushnell. Famous for Atari and Chuck E. Cheese. Four.
Why do you know that?
Home to a bunch of stepdads.
What is Sega short for?
Sega Genesis.
Something.
Sega Master System.
I'm guessing Electric Gaming something.
Sega stands for Service Games.
It's a terrible name.
It's a terrible name.
That's why they didn't keep it.
Terrible name.
I got this company called Service Games. It's awful.
Five. What system is officially considered the first home console ever released? Giant Shark. All right, go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. The one where you put the little decals on your TV screen.
Incorrect.
For real?
Yeah.
It's either... It's Pong or Odyssey.
Not the first game, the first...
No, Pong is an actual console.
What are we doing?
It's Pong.
Pong or Odyssey?
Odyssey.
All right. Damn. Magnavox Odyssey. Officially considered the first console. Nice. 1 point for Victor.
Woo!
Working wow, I thought you guys were going
to
go.
Something tells me he's going to hang on to that.
All right.
That lead.
Donkey Kong was originally set to be a licensed game. It was only at the last minute when Nintendo lost its licensing that they distributed the game with their own original characters. What was the license?
It was originally a Popeye game.
All right. Now we're talking.
Whew.
Now we're talking.
Giant's
in the running.
Giant Shock is silent.
All right, so we got two more questions. The okay. last one being a bonus. You guys have a point each. Giant Shock, no.
Big zippies.
Sit in the corner or something. This is the last one before the bonus. In the NES game Punch-Out, Soda Popinski was originally named this. Oh, Max?
Vodka Drunkinski.
Vodka Drunkinski is correct. Nice.
Do I get a... Oh, I don't get a ding.
2 points. No. The
ding!
Board's Thank you, out. Victor.
There you go. Sportsmanship and all that. And this one's worth 5 points. It's the last question.
So I'm the only one that matters.
Yeah,
I don't
seriously.
Think anyone's going to get it. This video game character, believe it or not, is a double amputee. Victor Belmont?
Mega Man?
Negative.
No, let's try.
Mega Man is a robot.
That's why he doesn't really have... No, he's...
Oh, okay. He's like 100% amputee. He's a robot.
Star Fox?
And Pete wins it.
He had metal legs.
He did. He had metal legs. The fighter pilots in Star Fox cut their legs off to
to do with the G's,
giant simulate. Giant Shock's face. Yeah, to assimilate to the G-Force. Yeah.
I'll keep my legs on the ground.
That's how it goes.
You drive one of those tanks.
All right, so Max Barracuda wins it.
As usual.
Surprise.
Super nice, man. Super nice.
You don't even get a song.
I didn't think
at what point were they like, did they, how they sell them on that?
They didn't. Oh, I don't All know, right. man.
They were like, you join the space program. You'll sit on this chair for a second.
Hey, we cut your legs off.
Hold still. Bite down on this.
Yikes. All right, so that was that.
The that quiz. Was anticlimactic.
It was kind of
a song.
Oh, I think it was glorious.
You need a song?
I need a song for the winner.
I can punch one up.
I got one up. That was ready. You get nothing. Good day, sir.
It's not a song. That's an old saying from a movie.
Your adoration, Victor Belmont. Grovel before me. Kiss the ring.
Show me the ring.
I mean, my butthole.
All right, so this week I was going to have another sound quiz because I was punching up a whole bunch of cartoon episodes or shows from the 80s that we all used to love to watch. And I noticed that the video game cartoons particularly announce their own name within the first like 2 seconds of the song. So it was crap. Plus, I wanted to talk about them. So around the room, what was your favorite video game-based cartoon?
Cartoon? Video-based cartoon. I like the Sonic one a lot.
Yeah? Which one?
The goofy one? Or the
goofier one, yeah. Not the serious one.
Oh, okay.
And we're going back to 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got the drill bit hands and the rooster.
Yeah.
You know, like the extreme one where he was trying to find his dad? And
no, Sonic. No, I like that one, but I watched that one. I really enjoyed it when I was a kid.
Oh, no, the extreme one was the one you liked. I'm talking about the, like,
Sonic.
Melodramatic, moody
one.
Really
yeah. move.
And he had
Sonic.
An attitude. And he was the fastest thing alive.
And Urkel did the voice.
Yeah.
That was
Urkel?
Yeah.
That's impressive. I did not know that.
Yeah, that's why I win quizzes, bitch.
Oh, damn. Shots fired.
Damn.
I'm going to beat you in the parking lot later. I mean,
The boot to
Damn. I found it. Yeah, hit, man.
Max?
I'll give him that for the burn. I won't give him for the win. All right, so what was yours, Giant Shark?
Funny to say, but I was all about every Friday when I came home from elementary school, seeing Zelda, man. And even though I think it only had the one season after Mario.
Yeah?
Like, it was awesome, man. Well, they had that, like, stupid Link who was like, excuse me.
Can I tag in here with that? Because that was mine, too. And it was, they had the live-action Super Mario Brothers Super Show with Captain Lou.
That wasn't always live-action.
But it was, every day.
He means live-action, not live.
Every episode was live-action, but they would show every day of the week. Mm. They would show a Mario cartoon, except for Friday, you got a Zelda cartoon, and everybody raced home for the Zelda cartoon.
They may have only done one season, maybe two. It's like something like 20 episodes.
I have the DVDs.
Yeah.
It's like maybe a season.
Yeah. They do that many, dope. But it was cool, man, because like, that was my favorite video game coming up as a kid. And I just liked how they had, like, a stupid character as Link, like, ski.
He kept trying to get a kiss from Zelda, but something would happen every time.
Princess!
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember. I was a Captain N and the Game Master, dude.
That was Saturday morning, man. That was the shit.
Captain N was awesome.
I love how they made Victor Belmont like a pussy.
Yeah, Victor Belmont is a pussy.
That was Simon. Not cool at all.
Oh, yeah, Simon Belmont was on the show, Victor. Too.
Also, Simon Belmont was also a pussy.
What I always remember is that Mega Man was green, and he started every sentence with Mega Mega.
Yeah, that was a weird choice. I didn't get that. And so Mother Brain,
Tourette's, bro? Like,
Mother Brain was definitely from the Little Shop of Horrors too.
She was a sassy black woman in a brain body.
It was a great show though, man. Why do you guys think that they kind of stopped? I mean, besides of course Pokemon, which is Runaway Train.
The Japanese cartoons they still go came on. Over and taught kids how to obsess over things. And, like, if you watch the cartoons that are, like, popular now, they're trying to make you buy something.
Yeah, they're all card collector
games. That are, like, for kids.
And you don't think they were trying to make us buy video games?
There was no video games. I mean, there was video games you buy, but I was already a fan of the video games before I watched the show.
You don't think the show made anyone a fan of the game?
But I already knew
nobody started with the show.
The thing was, I already knew all the characters from the video games when I watched the show. Like, yeah. Captain N. You didn't have to sell me on that. Same thing with like Sonic. I already knew Sonic. You know, I didn't.
But what I'm saying is, you don't think people watched the show and then went out and bought the games? No, right?
Maybe like the Kid Icarus.
No, but you probably.
I'm just playing Devil's Advocate.
You probably went and bought merchandise. You probably bought toys.
I don't even think there was toys for that.
Was a good point because I didn't know who he was.
I didn't know that game until that. But I didn't buy that game because of that show. I just didn't know who that character was.
They probably sold a lot of the Nintendo light guns after I cut my cord off so I could be like Captain N.
I did that with my power glove.
I think everyone did.
Yeah, but like, I don't even think they... What games even work with that besides Wild Gunman and Duck Hunt?
Hogan's Alley? I was literally about to say Hogan's Alley.
That's like the only ones I can think of. Game. Gotcha.
I mean, that's actually up over a movie, though. Gotcha.
Yeah. But the light gun worked with it.
With Anthony Edwards.
Up until recent years, they still had... cartoons of show. They had a Sonic cartoon recently. They had a Mega Man cartoon.
I saw the Sonic cartoon recently.
They had a really shitty Turtles one.
Really.
They're Japanese. That Turtles one I can't watch.
Ugh.
That's not a video game necessarily.
Yeah, but why don't you think there are more franchises out there now? Like, God of War is not really
because now I think games are more geared towards older folk.
So how come we don't get TV shows?
We are. We're getting a Halo show on Xbox.
Yeah, never.
They've been doing that for like 2-3 years at this point.
Well, I watched the miniseries.
You know what? Because there's so many different mediums now. You could have a YouTube channel where you could like put a couple like cartoons out. You know, there's like so many different ways to like get you to know about content via Twitter.
Well, what's going to happen? This is what we need. We need the video game renaissance to be like the comic book renaissance. You need one hit. Let's say this Assassin's Creed movie with Michael Fassbender hits it and does well.
Yeah.
You're going to watch...
But I thought we were talking about like cartoons.
You're going to watch an explosion. You're going to get TV shows. You're going to get cartoons. You're going to get movies.
Yeah, that Spider-Man movie really kicked off like the Avengers cartoon
show.
How many cartoons
are there now? You got Spider-Man cartoons.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
There's X-Men
cartoons. It just works differently now. Like, was it Avatar made $2 billion in movie theaters? There was no Avatar cartoon.
James Cameron, though.
Dude,
he's a little
Ace
more...
Ventura made like a couple million. And they made a cartoon of that. Beetlejuice. It's not like the 90s anymore. People don't make cartoons out of that crap.
No, but I'm saying genre. It's all about genre now. Once a genre starts making money, everyone jumps on that genre.
What I'm trying to say is I think they follow that Japanese model where they're trying to get you to buy everything.
Yeah, but I think if a video game movie hits, you're going to see video game cartoons.
But it's different overseas because like all these animes and stuff you see, speaking of the Japanese stuff, they have video games of them, just not here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm saying their model of like how they do business is like the product itself. It's
total package.
You know, it's just like they it's all about you trying to, like, the episode of South Park did it great. Well, that's like, the content isn't there.
I think you're doing broad strokes there, but because Disney does the same thing here with Disney Infinity. My cousin's got a 6-year-old boy, and you buy these figures, you scan them in, and you can play as that character in the video game. So you're paying upwards of $10-$15 for a figure that you can play in a game.
Yeah, but there's no Saturday morning cartoon to do with that.
Ah, see, you know.
Right.
But it's based off of the
even
franchises.
Like with Frozen, which we all are tired of.
The last time
point,
I even bothered
no
to look at Saturday morning cartoons, it was like Yu-Gi-Oh! It was like Inuyasha. It was like all this like crazy. Not made on Inuyasha. But it was always like crazy Japanese stuff. But Mighty Morphin Power Rangers still does good today because of all their merchandise, though. It's basically just it is a forum to get you to buy shit.
Well, it was in our day, too. G.I. Joe and Transformers were big commercials for
Transformers. That's all they were. Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely, 100%. But I feel that the Japanese were better at it, though. They got you like amped up to buy that stuff.
Well, because their product is probably cheaper because you're just buying fucking cards.
But there's a game involved, but it's like, you got to catch them all. It's like the saying from the Pokemon. It's like, I got them.
I got to get them.
It's like, well, what you didn't know, there's a whole other island with like 200 more of these.
Yeah, it started getting wacky.
You got to get those, too.
I'll be a dual master. Yu-Gi-Oh.
A dual master.
I just remember that stupid hair.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
All of them?
That was him.
All of them.
All of them have the stupid hair?
That whole show was awful.
All right, so around the room real quick again. If you could pick a video game to have a TV show at this point, what would it be?
I think
Borderlands.
Ooh, ooh,
yeah. That would be the funniest TV show on.
Put that bad boy on Netflix.
All right. All right. I'm into it.
I think one of the more interesting ones could possibly be Assassin's Creed, just because you can go to time.
That would be a good.
I think like every episode could movie. Be a different part of like, you know how like,
yeah, maybe a TV show might be a little drawn out.
Yeah,
no, because like I'm saying, like how like in the video game, every video game is a different character from the guy's lineage.
Unless you're like American Horror Story, and it's like season one, the Renaissance; season two, pirates. You know, like every season.
They could
do
that
like week to week. We're like, okay, this week we did this guy. You could how many generations were there from Altair into?
That's not how TV works because they'd have to build a set. That would have to last.
Yeah. We're talking about cartoons, right?
Are we talking about cartoons? I thought we were just talking TV shows.
Talk about anything. Cartoon could definitely work out.
I was saying to the Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah, that could definitely work
out.
That'd
be cool.
Yeah. You could have a cartoon.
But, I mean, do you want a Saturday morning cartoon about a guy that kills people?
Well, yeah.
It's for kids.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, if it's just for kids,
be fine.
Then just throw out, like,
no, guys, you're being too specific.
You are.
It could be Adult Swim or anything like that.
Okay.
Huh.
All right, well, then I want a Deadpool one. I like Deadpool.
That's a
Deadpool's not.
That's a comic.
Not on the table right now.
He's a video game.
Yeah,
I played
it.
It's awesome.
This is a tough one.
It is.
Did you hear about the Telltale Games TV stuff, though?
No.
That's what I'll throw into this.
Okay.
Telltale Games wants to start producing original TV content that ties into an original series game. So the choices you make.
Well, they already do. Game of Thrones, right?
No, but the choices you make in-game will affect your episode.
Oh.
It's like some crazy dynamic. I don't see how it'll work.
It'd be very interesting. They'd have to write a lot of script on that. A
lot of script. So I don't know how it'll work. Maybe shorter episodes.
Or just less choices. So, I mean, you can't do as much.
In the article I read, they said they want you to be able to watch the show and enjoy it. But if you play the game first, it'll affect certain choices characters on the show make to reflect your choices. Or you'll get lines of dialogue that reflect your game. So I'm curious to see how that would pan out. That's not just a game show. That's more of a show meets a game.
That's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. That's a time killer.
I'd go for a Gears show.
Gears would be sweet.
Gears would be awesome.
I love Gears.
That would be cool.
You know, the story's cool. It's original. I love it.
Are they making another Gears? I heard they were, but
I'm sure they're definitely making Xbox One Gears.
There's
believe
that.
Is it going to be a sequel, prequel, separate storyline? Like, what's happening?
Hopefully it's after the fact.
I hope you already
made a prequel.
I hope it's a different character during the original. Like, it's just somewhere else, something ridiculous.
If it's a prequel, then I want it to be the crazy wars that happened.
The E-Day.
Not even E-Day, before E-Day. Like, the actual wars.
The Pendulum Wars.
Pendulum Wars, yeah.
I either have to see Pendulum... I don't even need E-Day anymore. I either need A, Pendulum Wars.
The ending could be E-Day,
A sequel, like, farther down the line. Or C, play as four locusts that are homeboys.
Or just as long as they get rid of that Phoenix guy. God.
No, dude. No. Victor Belmont's a pussy. Captain N says so. All right. So that was the discussion. If anyone has anything more to say, I'll throw up the question on Facebook. What was their favorite show? And frankly, what would they like to see as a show? Mine's Gears. So far, I'm winning. You know, mine was the best.
Nah, I ain't with it.
So right now, we're going to move into an old bit that I used to like, A-Squad Confessions.
A-Squad Confessions.
Did not expect the smooth jazz to kick in.
So sexy.
Little Kenny G. Ooh,
so soulful.
That wasn't Kenny G.
It's, I don't know what Kenny G sounds
like. Careless Whisper.
I don't know any of these things.
I'm never going to dance again. His guilty feet ain't got no rhythm. Sorry.
That's staying in. That's definitely staying in.
Wow, I see you in a whole new light, brother.
All right, so anyway.
I know music.
We're going to be rocking the Confessions.
Especially
this week.
The smooth.
Confessions are just things that we hate personally, that we might hate or
we did.
Or reveal about ourselves and just get some stuff off our chest. It feels pretty good. Victor? Do you have any kind of confession you'd like to make?
I have one, at least.
All right.
I hated playing GoldenEye.
What?
Yo, oh, damn.
What?
Like, everybody was like, yo, come over. Let's play four-player GoldenEye. I'm like...
You didn't like playing four-player GoldenEye?
I did it.
It's bonkers.
But I really
didn't.
You're
out of your mind, dude.
I preferred Perfect Dark.
Perfect Dark wasn't out yet.
Yeah, I was playing it, like, at that time. Like, my friends were like, oh, let's go over and play four-players. I'm like... I don't like this game that much. It's not that
I
fun.
I did love four-player Perfect Dark.
Yeah, the guns were, like, I like those weird, like, Ratchet and Clank kind of guns that are just, like, ridiculous, like, I was like, no. Perfect Dark, like, I mean, it was so much better. Like, GoldenEye, I was like, wow, we could just
play
Perfect Dark.
Were you a Bond guy?
No.
Because if you were a Bond guy, it's different.
Yeah, but I mean, I played it, like, every day for, like, 6 weeks, and I'm like,
so did all of us.
Don't like playing
six
this game
weeks,
much.
Try months.
Yeah, try making.
No, I eventually convinced them to play something else.
Unlucky Pokemon Stadium came out on the 64, yeah. Fellas.
We knew just... people who didn't even have to look up from the floor to be able to find a way around.
Oh, it was so bad.
Not my thing.
Screen watching, that was back in the day. Screen watching, too. Where you always claimed you weren't looking at your friend's screen to
the real
see
good
what
people
doing.
Could walk around looking at the ground, know where they were.
Yeah, that's what we're just saying. Yeah. Like, they were crazy. Memorized every inch of those boards.
Johnny, you got a confession?
Yeah, I have not risked my life to pick up a teammate because they were no good. And, like, multiple.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, it's not. You go, Gears. I'll be there in a second. And you, nah.
No.
Nah.
Yeah. So it looks like there's a little bit of firepower going that way. I'm just going to.
No attempts.
Avoid that shit. All
right. Max,
the team would just be better off.
Max, you got one?
Yeah, I can't believe I'm admitting this, but I'm sick of zombie games.
Really?
They're getting boring to me.
Nah.
I've killed so many zombies in games that they're kind of not
but it takes
engaging
the guilt
anymore.
But what else can you kill hordes of and have so much fun?
Anything.
People, I got
it. Every zombie. I haven't picked anything. Up The Last Dead Rising. I don't play Call
of Duty. The Last Dead Rising was hysterically fun.
But still, I played the other two, and they didn't do a lot for me. I'm just kind of over it. After Dead Island and shitty games.
I enjoy zombie
games.
I'll play pretty much all of them.
If one comes,
everyone does.
State of Decay didn't do anything for me.
No, State of Decay did nothing for anyone.
Like Resident Evil's lost its luster.
All right, Resident Evil are not even zombies anymore. They're like mutants.
Yeah, you guys ready for one? You guys ready for one?
Hit it.
All right, yeah. I always am going to have a beef with Grand Theft Auto series. And that's because I absolutely can't stand the percentage meter that includes collectibles.
Collectibles and side
in
quests.
It. Yeah, so it says, like, I'm 49% done the game, and then I finish the last mission, and I'm like, you know, what the fuck?
Yeah, you're at 28%.
Yeah, it sucks.
The fuck? Shitty.
It sucks.
They
I hate
really
it.
Need
and Grand Theft Auto was the first one to do it. Now Spider-Man includes the comic books and all these little
every
webby
game
things.
Far Cry does it.
Everybody does it now.
Far Cry
Assassin's Creed does it.
Far Cry has, like, a different stat for each thing.
They
though.
Have different
the new
stats.
One,
yeah,
yeah,
three.
Yeah, it has a story progression, and then it says, like, you've collected a certain amount of masks,
right,
you need.
Yeah, like they have a general one that says 100, like you're like 75% completely done, or like but you're 100% done with the story.
Yeah,
75%
I'm always gonna
this.
Have a beef with Rockstar for that.
Like I did
yeah.
with Assassin's Creed, it was like you're 28% done with the whole game, and I'm done with the story, and I've collected most of the shit. And it's like, what's left? I didn't wail enough.
Ugh. Yeah, and then sometimes they don't even tell you what it is. That's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Victor, you got another one?
I hate online achievements.
Yes, thank you.
Really?
I hate them.
Thank
any
you.
Game, I like, if I can't do it in the single-player game, you're fucked that. I ain't doing it.
I hate online achievements. I love online achievements.
I feel that they mess up the online play because people like try to do it without.
I hate when I have to use a certain gun to get that achievement.
But, like, let's
a
go back. Like, what happens if I'm playing an old fighting game and I'm like, I have to play this, I have to beat this guy 50 times and like, but there's no online community, so I can't get all the achievements from this game.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Oh, Shadowrun. Like, that's the only reason I don't have 1,000 points in
Shadowrun. Yeah, so it's like ridiculous shit like that. I just don't like doing online achievements. I hate them.
That's a bad one. Giant shout.
I've made multiple playlists to listen to games, like every different game I play.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of lame-o. I don't know.
It is.
I have my FIFA one. I have my Zombies
one.
Oh,
yeah, do you?
Yeah, I just, I'm loving it while I'm doing it, but I'm like, I'm kind of gay.
You just gotta turn your microphone down.
I don't have playlists, but I remember like if I played certain games, I'd listen like when the new Limp Bizkit, like Hot Dog Flavor
World. Oh no, stop!
Oh god,
I only listened to it.
I was even online gaming when that came out. Like
I know, but I was playing like King's Field or something.
Came out like 1999.
So when I think of King's Field, I think of that album. Now it's like it got put together as
my way.
I will say that I had a Spawn game for Dreamcast. Mm-hmm. That I can't think of that game without hearing Linkin Park's Hybrid Theory in my head.
Yeah, it's just whatever you listen to.
Crawling
that while I'm mowing down the violator.
Oh
god, you guys hate on Limp Bizkit a lot.
Oh, I hate on them, but you're like talking about.
I hate on them.
You're talking about Limp Bizkit, like yeah. When Hot Dog Flavor War came out, it's like there wasn't even online gaming when that came out.
There was. It was just shitty.
2000, bro. Like, what are you talking about?
It sucks.
There was online gaming on the Dreamcast. What are you talking about?
Max, you got another one?
Sure. I like a good story game.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently heard that Hideo Kojima, who created Metal Gear Solid, is leaving Konami for good. So I played every one of those games. I don't know what the fuck's going on in any of them.
No.
I couldn't name more than one character.
No, I know. They're world famous for their story, but I totally agree with you.
Metal Bitch is fighting Weird Hand. And
Liquid Snake, Solid Snake.
Then I'm in a dream sequence, and it turns out I'm my dad. I don't know.
I'm not going to lie. I pretty much played those games not reading the storyline.
Yeah.
I just sat through the motions.
I sat through 40 minutes of cutscene in an hour of gameplay. Couldn't tell you what happened.
That new demo that they have, that one mission, there's a kid who plugs in a cassette tape into his chest. Just the headphone jack, and listens to his friend get tortured or whatever, and over and over, he just listens to his girlfriend get tortured, and it's like, what are you doing?
Sure,
I don't even get it. I don't get what this is. Why would I even save a kid like that?
It's Metal Gear. The president is Dr. Octopus, and you fight a blob who was your girlfriend. I think.
Yeah, no, thank you for that. That one's good. Mine is referring to this Xbox One. Yeah, fine. I dealt with the fact that they got rid of the... they basically gave the Kinects the old heave-ho. A bunch of the shit that they said was going to come out never came out. They never updated the voice commands for Kinect, and they never will. But in the commercial, when they showed me switching from game to TV, they didn't mention how the game is going to fucking sign me out after 10 minutes anyway, and I'm just going to have to reboot it.
I just disconnected my Kinect, bro.
No, I'm talking about a game. Like if I switch from the game to the TV and then back to the game, it's fine. But if I wait 10 minutes, for whatever reason, it signs me out. It's always me. No one else plays my Xbox. I mean, what kind of fucking dorm room do they think I live in that just there's multiple accounts, and to save all the other people time, they're going to sign me out real quick?
I have no issues on that on the PlayStation because it doesn't do it.
Yeah. I don't know. Get it together, Xbox.
Shots fired.
I think he just threw a little silent fist pump, like, yeah. Score one for the PS4.
Anyone else? Victor?
I'm good.
I have
good. All right.
I do the same thing Shock does with the playlist.
Oh.
I have a list still.
Oh, God. He's got a lot of confessions.
Even though I'm over 30, I have cussed and attacked a little kid online.
Everyone's done.
Wait a second.
Yeah, dude.
I'm not ashamed of that.
You said you're playing online, right?
I thought this was a confession. I've watched you
do it.
I've been there.
I've been in the room. And I'm not even talking in the online lobby. I've been in the physical living room.
So fuck those little kids. Right,
I got another one.
They're like, hey!
2 weeks ago, I always liked Major Nelson. 2 weeks ago, Major Nelson put up on his blog how much he's looking forward to the Master Chief Collection version of the new Xbox One. I don't trust that guy anymore. I don't trust you, man.
Yeah.
It's So you can't write that. You can't write, oh, really looking for this Halo. Everybody knows it sucks.
That shit's still glitchy.
It sucks. To this day. It sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty pissed about it.
I don't get how they can glitch out on a game that was already made 10 years ago that they just shined up.
Giant? Yeah, I got another one. Even though I'll never admit who, I've been a bullet shield for people who are better than me to win epic matches.
Thank you, Brian.
I wonder who that's been.
I appreciate that. I appreciate when you do that.
It was Victor Belmont.
I got one. I don't get Grand Theft Auto. I've only played one to the end. I get sick of them so quick.
Some of the missions get boring.
And when people say, oh, you like video games? I love video games. I play Grand Theft Auto. I go, you don't like video games.
I have a confession. I hate old people that only play one game and think they're gamers. Hate them.
Agreed.
Really?
And I hate them.
I like including people.
The number one culprits?
I'm with it.
Grand Theft Auto and Call of Duty players.
I play Call of Duty every day.
I'm like, so you don't play games?
Yeah.
No, you can't be exclusionary like that.
Yeah, we can.
I don't like people that only play sports games.
Mm-hmm.
Expand your horizons.
Preach.
I have one last one. I've used my limited knowledge of the Spanish language to taunt Spanish-speaking players in FIFA. So I'd be like, whoa, Rocketfoot, muy bueno. And then, like, whatever their name is, muy mal. Like,
They're like, we're playing a Bobo from Guatemala.
Yeah.
I admit also.
No good.
You bad. Me good. You dumb.
I've done even less with, because I know nothing about French language, but when the French people log on and like Halo and 3 o'clock in the morning, I definitely have my little, oh, Frenchie.
You're like, oh, baguette.
Baguettes.
They do. Frog legs.
We are fortunate that most other countries teach English.
Beret. Funny mustache.
I'll throw out a little gift for people. When a person is talking to you in English, you already won, and you need to point that out. There's a reason I don't know your language, and you know mine.
Valid.
All right. That's always my go-to. Anyone else?
I'm spent.
I'm feeling good.
I feel relieved.
All right. So
got that off my chest.
Make sure you hit us up on the Facebook for that question. I'm really waiting for people to answer our shit. We get clicks, man. We get clicks all day. All damn day. We got 40 new listeners last week. I got the stats on my phone. I'm looking it up. I'm throwing
up
a little
comments. All right, so here's the next thing we do. You're going to start calling out names.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, hey, man, so you like the page. Didn't see any mentions. What's up, homie?
So what we do is go call people out?
Yeah, what's up? You don't Facebook?
That sounds about us.
We'll send you a sticker if you do.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing that.
I got a box of them.
All right, hit us up on the Facebook. I'd love to start involving the community a little more. If you want to Skype into the show or anything, you know, anything anybody wants to do.
And just remember, spelling does matter.
Spelling certainly.
You will be graded on grammar.
We are haters. So, all right, fellas. So that about wraps it up this week. So for everyone out there, thanks for playing.
Hey, paisanos, it's the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
With the Mario Brothers and Plumbing's a game, we're not like the others who get all the fame. If your sink is in trouble, you can call us.